To stud or not to stud? That isn't the question, at least not today. I'm Dave Jarvis, and this is Take 5. All studded tires have to be off Oregon passenger vehicles as of yesterday, but they'll be back as winter nears. For some, those are fighting words.
Well, it's a mixed bag, I guess, would be the best answer to that, because I'm sure that it's been a safety factor for many people. On the other hand, it's done a lot of damage to the highways.
That's ODOT's Peter Murphy. So how safe are studded tires, and how much damage do they cause? We'll look at those questions in just a moment. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
You know, with all the stories about banks in the news, I decided I'd try something safe. So I withdrew all my money, and I put it in my dog Spike's doghouse. After all, I trust my dog, but when I needed a loan, well, let's just say that he wasn't very helpful. Fortunately, I found a better way. Home Federal Bank. They're every bit as trustworthy as Spike. Strong, stable. Unlike other banks, Home Federal Bank is a local, well-managed bank that is one of the highest capitalized banks in the country. Home Federal never needed government assistance, and they have money to lend. Sure, they may not run after your frisbee when you throw it, but if you need a loan, or just want to make sure your money is in a secure, well-managed bank, they're like a best friend.
You're safe and sound at home. Federal. Home Federal Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. I'm Dave Jarvis, and we're looking at the battle over studded tires. ODOT's Peter Murphy says they cause a tremendous amount of damage.
ODOT has figured that as much as $40 million worth of damage gets done every year just to the state highway system, and we have about $11 million set aside to take care of that. So it's a losing proposition.
Given that studded tires have been in use in Oregon for 40 years, and given a similar amount of damage and budget shortfall in each of those 40 years, that's a total shortfall of $1.16 billion. But what about the safety factor? Again, here's ODOT's Peter Murphy.
Here where we have the freeze-thaw cycle and get people traveling on the highway when it's icy out, you know, studded tires are a very effective tool in keeping people safe. You know, winter has more than just ice. It has snow, and what we have found is that for most snow conditions, that studless tires work. So for those up here in the high desert, when it's icy out, studded tires are pretty good. Where it's snow, not so good. We find there are better options available.
Okay, so studded tires are a good option, at least on ice, but Murphy says there's more to the equation than snow versus ice.
When you have ice on the road, and call it about 25 to maybe 20 degrees, you know, studded tires are certainly going to be a factor in maintaining safety on the highway. When we have 30 degrees and snow, you get almost the same reaction from a studless tire. And then as you get down to even the 0 degrees, it's surprising what happens to the interaction between our modern tire and the highway, because you actually start getting pretty good traction with the tires that we have today. So the track record of studded tires is, I suppose, somewhat clouded by the fact that technology has come along and almost surpassed the need for them.
And Murphy adds that ODOT is outdoing its part to keep things safe.
With our increased capacity for putting cinders here in the high desert, and then combine that with some of our chemical treatment, we find that we're able to handle just about all the situations that occur. In fact, I've been told that, you know, of the whole year, there's only about 1% of the time where studded tires actually do the job.
If you check the ODOT website, you'll find that they actively promote the use of alternatives to studded tires. But what about where the rubber meets the ice, so to speak? Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says they use studded tires.
We believe that studded tires, under certain application, do provide additional traction that other tires wouldn't at the time.
So the discussion goes on, to stud or not to stud. Studded tires are illegal in Japan, Germany, Holland, and Belgium, and in the U.S. states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Maryland. There have been several efforts in the Oregon legislature to ban the use of studded tires. All have failed, but now the group Preserving Oregon's Roads has started an effort to put the question directly in front of the state's voters. It could be on the Oregon ballot sometime in 2012. If you'd like more information on the proposed ballot measure, or would like to examine the group's reasoning, go to Preserving Oregon's Roads, that's one word, PreservingOregon'sRoads.org. We were unable to find, as yet, an organized opposition to the proposal. I'm Dave Jarvis. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News. Depend on us.